Automatic spending cuts known as the sequester are set to start taking effect in a matter of days. The White House is warning of disruptions in law enforcement and food safety inspections, among other things, to try to push Congress into action. Joining us now is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the presidency column. We saw the president come out pretty strongly about this. Ken, do you think he has the PR advantage here? We already know he has the bully pulpit. He won the election. Are those the main factors if he does?
Well, I think so. I think that we've seen this kind of thing happen before with confrontations between presidents and Congress. Members of Congress don't have basically one person that speaks for them. They don't have a unified message, but the president does. And he, I think, is very well aware of the polls, and partly he has created this environment where people are on his side on this. That if you look at the polling, people do favor what he calls a balanced approach, a combination of revenue or new taxes and spending cuts, not just the spending cuts that the congressional Republicans are favoring. So I think President Obama does have the advantage here, and you're going to see that for the rest of this week, because it doesn't seem to be a lot of movement on this avoiding the sequester. Today, you're going to see White House officials doing a conference call with the media, giving a state-by-state breakdown of the impact that they see of the sequester. So they're reaching out to the grassroots, and the Republicans really don't have anything to match this with.
Well, with the president going so strongly after the possible, you know, effects that this could have, with the president trying to drive these things home so strongly, does he run the risk of overplaying his hand, of making things out to be worse than they actually are? Republicans are accusing him of fear-mongering and saying that what he's doing is beneath the office of the presidency.
Right. You are getting a lot of that. I think that's really basically the only response that the Republicans can have right now. And there is a tightrope walk that the president has to do with the other officials in the administration. But they have to manage the sequester. They're the ones who have to decide where the cuts will be felt first and set the priority. So once this gets going, if it does, these automatic cuts, then the ball will be in the administration's court as to where the impacts will be. So they don't want the impact to be too great, particularly with vulnerable areas of the population or the middle class, but at the same time, they do have to make these cuts. So it's not going to be easy for the president, but I think it's actually, in a public relations sense, up to this point, he's had really all the cards to play, and the Republicans have been playing catch-up.
All right, Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the presidency column.